At the top right of this group of images is a poster showing a looming policeman wielding a baton, and at the top center, a poster with a raised fist, with a phrase which means, "The fight continues." Both posters were created at the Atelier Populaire. This renegade print shop was set up at a Paris art school during the civic upheaval that swept the city and the rest of France in May of 1968. Art students and other protesters would assemble to discuss the events of the day and then respond with new poster designs. They would paste them up in the streets under the cover of night. The policeman represents the French riot squad, whose tactics were widely criticized by the protesters.
I corresponded with one French screen printer who helped make some of these posters. He said the police found out where they were being made and went looking for big printing presses, but didn't find anything. They didn't realize that to make a screen print, all you need is a screen, some ink, and a squeegee. The Bibliothèque Nationale de France, the French National Library, has a wonderful collection of these posters because the print curator there at the time went into the streets and ripped them off the walls. She knew that these were something special and important to preserve.
Just to the left is a red, green, and blue image of Charles de Gaulle, the president of France during those years. This poster is by an Austrian artist named Otto Muhl, who felt a certain antagonism toward world leaders at that time. Below and to the right, you can see another of his posters in blue and strident yellow. This one depicts Egyptian President Nasser.